Hello. Get ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Vic and Safe. Vic and Safe, written by Paul Reimer, is brought to you each weekday by the makers of the new Sure Mix Crisco. You know, honestly, it's a crime the way those people over at the Crisco kitchens keep tempting my appetite. You know what they sent over to me today? Well, it's another one of those swell layer cakes they make. Oh, boy, this one's really a honey. There's some kind of a fluffy white frosting on it. And then there's some bitter chocolate spread thin-like over the top, you know? I'll cut myself a piece if you don't mind. There's little bits of chocolate in the cake, too. Boy, and is this cake light? Well, I'm telling you, it could walk right away in the cloud. But then you'll find that cakes made with the new Sure Mix Crisco are decidedly on the light side. In fact, they're lighter cakes than you can make with any other shortening we know of. Do you know why? Well, it's because Crisco is made differently from other shortenings. That's the truth. It's made by an exclusive process that you just won't find in any other shortening you can buy. That's why only Crisco can give you cakes as light as this one here. So I think I'll have another bite. If you don't mind. You see, this special process makes Crisco an active blender in your cake batter. Why, Crisco just seems to reach right out and take hold of the milk and flour and eggs and blend them more thoroughly than other shortenings do. That's a fact. Crisco gives you the smoothest cake batters you've ever seen. Satin smooth cake batters that mean lighter cakes for you. Of course, I can't put Crisco into your cakes. You gotta do that. So, look, next time you bake one of your favorite cakes, use the same recipe, the same ingredients, but change your shortening. Use the new Sure Mix Crisco. Then you'll have a cake that's really light, like this one I'm eating here. Because Crisco gives you lighter cakes. Yes, lighter cakes than any other shortening. Well, sir, it's a few minutes past 6 o'clock as we enter the small house, halfway up in the next block now. And here in the kitchen, we find Mr. Rush Gook, lingering over his evening meal. The young man has a volume of vigorous fiction propped up before him, and he reads absorbedly as he demolishes a piece of pie. And here's his mother approaching. Listen.
We got company, Rush.
Have we?
Uncle Fletcher's out on the front porch.
Oh?
Come out and help me entertain him.
Okay.
Well, finish your pie first.
I am finished except for one bite.
I just went in to make sure I turned off my oven. I knew I turned it off. Would bet anybody $9 million I turned it off. But a person have the slightest doubt about something, they're just not easy in their mind till they've checked up.
Had you turned it off?
Yeah. I'm getting like Ruthie in her letters. She'll put on a postage stamp and look at it 18 times to be positive she has put on a postage stamp. And call me to witness she put on a postage stamp. And by gollies, once she's dropped the letter in the mailbox, she begins to get apprehensive she forgot to put on a postage stamp.
What's new with Uncle Fletcher?
He's going to stay all night with us.
Yeah?
He showed up out in front with his valise just now. Nightgown and easy slippers and things inside.
What's the idea?
Another one of his notions. He decided we needed a man in the house.
Well.
Come on, let's go keep him company. You start feeling neglected.
How about the supper dishes?
We'll do them later.
Oh, a man in the house, huh?
Ain't that crazy? Scott's been away almost a whole month now. He's due back in a few days, and right on the tail end of it all, Uncle Fletcher makes up his mind we ought to have a man here nights to protect us.
That's like Uncle Fletcher.
Yes. Sadie, I said to my landlady this evening, Miss Keller, my niece's husband is out of town, and her and her little boy are all alone nights. I believe I ought to pack my valise and go over and stay with him.
Who's he hollering at?
Didn't he say Bluetooth?
Bluetooth in Peoria.
Oh.
I believe Rush is inside eating his supper, Bluetooth.
Wonder who that is.
Well, maybe Bluetooth got back from Peoria.
He only just left at 5 o'clock.
Oh.
Hello there.
Evening, Rush. Finished your supper, did you?
Yeah.
Fine. Your friend Bluetooth Johnson just come along the other side of the street.
Did he?
Yeah, you can still see.
Who is it?
Willis Rohrbeck.
Bluetooth's a good boy.
Bluetooth's okay.
Say, Uncle Fletcher, I forgot to ask you. How about a piece of apple pie?
No, thanks, Sadie.
It's very nice.
I'd be pushing my supper pretty close, Sadie, helping a pie.
Well, maybe a little bit later.
Fine. I brought my valise, Rush.
Yeah, Mom was telling me. I understand you're going to stay tonight.
Uh-huh. Notion hit me you ought to have a mat in the house to slick away and all.
Huh?
That's what Notion hit me at the supper table, Sadie.
Did it?
Yes, it did. I was just about to put a bite of beefsteak in my mouth. I laid down my knife and I said to my landlady, Miss Culler, I said, my niece's husband is out of town and her little boy are all alone. They ought to have a man in the house, by George. Ought to have a man in the house, by George.
Mm-hmm.
She agreed.
We're real glad to have you.
I'll take my valise upstairs directly.
All right.
I'll take my valise upstairs now.
No hurry.
Bye.
Uncle Fletcher, this afternoon in Tapman's vacant lot, me and Leroy Snow had a discussion Yeah.
No, Sadie, one reason I decided to come spend the night with you and Rush, I noticed this evening where the paper stated sharp thunderstorms.
Oh?
Women and children are timid about thunderstorms. Man in the house during thunderstorms makes them more easy in their mind.
Well, I'm not afraid of thunderstorms.
Neither am I. Never have been.
Bye. No, come up heavy rain later on with lightning and wind. Just remember, I'm in the next bedroom going back to sleep.
Okay.
There's nothing to be scared of. Same way with burglars.
That's something I am afraid of.
Uh-huh. No, you see any burglars talking around. Just remember, I'm in the next bedroom going back to sleep.
All right.
I'll handle Mr. Burglar.
Nasher Scott was telling about some burglar in Burlington, Iowa that made the mistake.
Indeed, every time.
Uh-huh.
Talking about being timid when it comes to thunderstorms, old Sadie, do you remember Ernie Femer there at Dixon?
No.
Brother to Art Femer that always wore 5 neckties when he dressed up on Sundays?
No.
Ernie Femer wasn't afraid of snakes or mad dogs or wildcats or nothing. But he was afraid of thunderstorms. Come up a thunderstorm, and Ernie Femer would go home and crawl under the bed every trip. Done that even when he was a man 46 years old.
Oh, just think.
Eunice Rayfold's awful scared of lightning and thunder. I've seen her in algebra class where she trembled.
Sure, you remember Ernie Femer, Sadie.
The name don't sound at all familiar.
He married into the Beefy family.
I don't even remember the Beefy family.
Walter M. Beefy.
He was the fellow that drowned in the Missouri River, wasn't he?
Yes. Walter M. Beefy got drowned in the Missouri River.
He had a brother.
He had a brother that got drowned in the Ohio River.
Yeah.
Had another brother that got drowned in the Mississippi River.
Uh-huh.
Had still another brother.
Yeah.
Had still another brother, Sadie.
Yeah.
That never got drowned at all.
Goodness.
Walter M. Beefy.
Mm-hmm.
I better start thinking about taking my valise upstairs, likely.
I'll do it, Uncle Fletcher.
Uh-huh. Works out that way sometimes.
Uh-huh.
What time do you folks generally turn in?
Oh, it varies.
Varies, huh?
Yes. Every once in a while, we'll go to bed as early as 9:30 or 10. Of course, if Mr. and Miss Stembottom are here playing cards or company's present, maybe we won't go upstairs soon.
I saw Ted this afternoon.
Who?
Ted.
Ted Stembottom.
Oh, Fred, Uncle Fletcher. His name is Fred.
Fine. He is very affable, cracked a joke or two. What was that joke about the horse he cracked?
Uh-huh.
What was that joke about the horse Ted cracked, right?
I wasn't there.
A very funny joke, whatever it was. Very funny joke.
Yes, sir.
That Ted is a card.
Uh-huh.
Ought to be thinking about bed, I expect, pretty quick.
Bed?
Fine.
Well, it's not 6:30 yet.
I don't think it's even 6:15 yet.
Time a fellow locks up around and stuff, he's liable to find out it's later than he thought.
Oh, Uncle Fletcher, you're welcome to turn in any minute you feel like it.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think I'll go to bed at 6:30.
Time a fellow locks up around and stuff, he's liable to find out it's later than he thought.
We only got 2 doors to lock.
Put the milk bottle on the porch and so forth.
Well, that don't take but a second.
Clock's got to be wound up. Bedroom window's open to get the breeze. Fellow's liable to run into a knot in his shoestring. It gets late, time added up.
Maybe we ought to start preparing for bed around noon.
Yeah.
Talking about knots in your shoestring, Sadie, I'll tell you another story on Ernie Femer.
All right.
Ernie's brother Art used to tell this story on Ernie. Probably you recollect Ernie Femer's brother Art.
No, I don't believe I do.
Put on 5 neckties when he dressed up nice for Sundays?
Mm. No.
Art Cleaver didn't stay in Dixon long. Moved to Bible City, Kentucky on his 21st birthday. Married a Kentucky woman, according to what fellows say. Kentucky woman, 18 years old. No, take that back. It was a Tennessee woman he married. A Tennessee woman, 18 years old. Her father was so loose-jointed, he could lay down on the ground and spell out the letters of the alphabet just by writhing and twisting his body and legs and arms.
Heck, he could.
Yes.
How would he shape himself into the letter M?
I.
An X.
Uh-huh. No, but this story they tell on Ernie Fever seems he got a knot in his shoestring, and there wasn't any button hook or nothing handy, and he struggled all night long before he got his shoe off. He got his shoe off at 6 o'clock in the morning, and at that very minute, the alarm clock went off, and he had to put his shoe back on and go to work.
My stars.
I'd have just slept in my shoe.
Ernie was very sluggish on the job that day. Every once in a while, he'd look at his foot and say, "Darn you, you're a rotten old shoe." I'm astonished you don't place Ernie, Sadie. Married into the VP family and all. Walter M. VP. Got drowned in the Missouri River.
You gonna tell that again?
Looks like it.
Had a brother that got drowned in the Ohio River. Had another brother that got drowned in the Mississippi River. Had still another brother, Sadie.
Yes? Yeah.
That never got drowned at all.
Land.
Walter M. Beatty.
I guess Uncle Fletch is right about the thunderstorms.
Yeah.
See how it's clouding up over west there?
Uh-huh.
We can use nice rain.
Uh-huh. Feel a little easier in your mind with the man in the house, Sadie?
Yes.
Notion hit me at the half-wit supper table. I laid down my knife and I said, "Miss Keller, my niece's husband's out of town and her and her little boy are all alone. Feel I'll pack my valise and spend the night over there."
Uh-huh.
She agreed.
She's a very fine landlady, Miss Keller.
Yes. So, Rush, if you hear lightning and thunder later on, just remember, I'm in the next bedroom, going back to sleep.
Okay.
Happen to see burglars talking around, pay no attention. I'll be in the next bedroom.
Uh-huh.
I'll settle Mr. Burglar's hash.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Sadie, shall we commence thinking about turning in?
It's not 6:30 yet, Uncle Fletcher.
Aye.
I'm not going to bed at any 6:30.
Time fellow locks up, Rob, winds the clock, puts out the milk bottle, raises the window to get the breeze and so on. It's liable to find out it's later than he bargained for.
Mm-hmm.
You say you had an extra piece of pie out in the kitchen?
Yes.
Don't expect you to push my supper too close for I eat it now.
Not at all. Do you want to go out in the kitchen, or shall I fix the plate and bring it?
Bluetooth Johnson across the street again.
That's Willis Rohrbeck, Uncle Fletcher.
Uh-huh. Isn't it Bluetooth?
It's not Bluetooth. It's Willis Rohrbeck.
Why? Better get on home, Bluetooth. Looks like rain. Bluetooth's a good boy.
Yes,
he is. Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house, halfway up in the next block. And there we leave Vic and Sade until the next time. In place of an extra vegetable some night, how about giving your family some fried pineapple? Juicy, golden slices of pineapple that have been fried to a delicate golden brown? Boy, that's something really good to eat. And don't worry about that fried pineapple being hard to digest. Just fry it the Crisco way. You see, Sure Mix Crisco is a shortening that's pure and all vegetable. And when you fry the Crisco way, you can count on your fried foods being digestible. Why, in answer to a question sent doctors by a leading medical publication, 2 out of every 3 doctors who replied specifically called attention to Crisco's digestibility. So even the youngsters can safely enjoy light, crispy fried foods made with snowy white Crisco. If you don't already have Crisco on hand, won't you ask for it at your store today? Crisco costs only a few pennies a week for all your frying. And just wait till you see the wonderful difference a pure, all-vegetable shortening can make in all your fried foods. Don't forget to listen to Crisco's Vic and Sade the next time. This is Ed Hurley, he's speaking.